Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
On this week's J&O Insight with Neil Jones show, I am discussing the chances of Liverpool being in for Erling Haaland and Jude Bellingham, the latest COVID case update, which is thrilling, the future of the likes of James Milner and which Liverpool players are coming back from loan and which may be heading out on loan, as well as all of the bits and pieces around the transfer world. Get your questions in using our Discord server as a club legend on Red Men Plus, and here's a wonderful segment from that show to whet your appetite. Sadio Mane is an interesting one because he's, you know, great goal. But the weekend thought it was a really good performance against Chelsea as well. Obviously, Jets off now. All the talk is all around Mohamed Salah. He's in better goal scoring form than he was last year. I think better form in general, Mane.
Yeah. 10 as he, I think you got 10 this season. Yeah.
But he's kind of, we've stopped talking about him.
Yeah, I've written something along those lines after a game not so long ago. Might have been the Arsenal game. It's a big contrast, isn't it? You know, the sort of the fuss from both sides. The amount of times Mohamed Salah's given an interview, or, you know, Jürgen Klopp's asked about Salah, and then you've got Mane, quiet man, sort of nothing said, no agent, you know, tweeting things, or, you know, no sort of rumblings really of anything. It does make you wonder about it. And I know a lot of Liverpool fans are the same. You know, are Liverpool less urgent as a thing? Do Liverpool, are they not willing? You know, not even considering it? Are they looking to get Salah done? And then you can gauge what you'd have to offer Mane, because I'm guessing they are quite closely linked. I don't think they'll be on the same amount of demands. But I imagine if you're going to give Salah a record-breaking contract, then you have to give Mane a pretty good rise as well. So it's difficult. I think there's a legitimate question to ask about whether you should cash in. You know, I love Mane. I think he's an incredible player, and he's still one of those players, no matter what and no matter how poorly he plays, and he does play poorly on occasion, not least recently. He just does things in a game where you go, I don't see anyone else doing that. You know, you can ping, I mean, I don't want to say that after what happened on Saturday after 6 seconds, but you can just ping a ball up to him.
Yeah.
And you know he'll knock a defender out the way, and he'll hold it up, and he'll turn, and you know, there's just elements to his game that you can't replace for me. And I think Liverpool are so, you know, they've benefited so much from his physicality, his power, his speed, his selflessness in the way he works, and his combination play, the way he'll knows where to be to allow Robertson or Tsimikas or whoever it would be to benefit. You know, they are big things to replace. But at the same time, I think you have to say his output has been falling. His output has probably been falling since 18-19 season, when he got a share of the golden boot with Salah, didn't he, and Aubameyang. His numbers aren't bad in terms of he feels like his output is falling in terms of putting the ball in the net and creating, you know, actually creating goals. But I think there is a legitimate suggestion that you might be able to get a good fee for someone like that with a year left on his deal and try and move the team in a different direction
It's an interesting.
I wouldn't like to make that decision. Yeah. That's the way I'd put it.
I think you're right. I think the idea that he's ever going to be Liverpool's main man again,
yeah.
Unless it's a world where, like how Gerrard ends up our main man again in 14, 15, because everyone else is gone, you know, and he's well past his prime, but he's still a boss player. And it's whether you kind of hold on. Do you cash in while he's still got decent value, or do you double down and say, we'll sign you to a new contract, but if you do that today, he probably still wants more money than he's on currently.
Four years or 3 years on top.
Do you say, well, we're looking to move beyond you, so you're going to start to be in a really good but rotational player, and then you maybe keep him on similar wages.
And I don't like the Mane versus Salah element to it all, but I do think he's paid a heavier price than anyone for Salah, because that's where he played to start with. You know, he was player of the year for Liverpool, playing down the right, and then got moved to the left, and he's been brilliant from the left, but he never plays down the right. So I was watching that Leicester game, for example, and I was thinking, switch them and just try something different, you know, like let's have Salah up against Castagne. I think it was Castagne who played right back, and let's have Luke Thomas up against Mane, because Luke Thomas, you know, let's see how he handles Sadio now. But it doesn't happen. So Sadio gets left. Obviously, you know, Robertson is a different type of player to Mane. So you don't get Sadio with Trent, where Sadio just, sometimes all you have to do is you just roll a ball and Trent whips a ball in. You've been involved in a goal, you know, sort of by laying the ball to him. I mean, we see that a lot with I think it was Fabinho give the ball to Trent, and you're saying, oh, he's got the hockey assist. thanks for that. You know, but, you know, I think I could see why he would be a little bit frustrated. Say, you know what, I'll do an awful lot for this team, you know, like that you maybe don't appreciate. You know, okay, yeah, I get held up because I haven't scored in 8 games or whatever, and yeah, that is, you know, I wouldn't say unacceptable, but it's not ideal for a player playing at that level. But it would be hard, it'd be very, very hard for Liverpool to go down the same route as a Mane. I think they'd have to change the way they play. You know, I think it'd have to be a different type of player. They'd have to be like a number nine and they play Jota out there, or it'd have to be a flying winger who sort of, you know, a left footer who plays down the left, that kind of thing. I don't think you can just say, right, we're going to have to find another Mane, because he's that good, and he's been that good for 5-6 years. It's just difficult. Like I say, I can see both sides of the argument as to maybe you should, but I can also see the one of saying, oh, I wouldn't like to be this, you know, this time next year and people saying, God, we should have had Mane there. What, you know, he scored 15 goals here in Serie A or whatever, and we're struggling to adapt this new lad into the team.
And there's so many moving parts to this as well, because, you know, the Salah stuff's a big part of this, because I don't see a world where you're giving Salah, Firmino and Mane or bumper new four-year contracts in the same age bracket as each other. But if you can't agree with Mohamed Salah, then what you do, you probably do double down on one or both of those other lads, just so you're not having three guys walk out the door in one hit.
I mean, you're right, I can't see all three of them getting a new deal, but I also can't see all three of them not getting a new deal. I've suspected for a while, just on a sort of a bit of a hunch, really, I've suspected Liverpool might let Firmino wind his down and just, you know, be a, look, Robbie, you're an absolute legend. We love you. This, you know, wait till the reception you get when you leave this club. You know, you thought Gini Wijnaldum got a good reception. Let's see when Bobby Firmino leaves. I could well see that, because I don't see.
Well, Gini's a great example in all this, isn't it? Because it feels right now like it would be an unforgivable sin to let these guys go.
Yeah.
But we have seen that precedent.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Set with one album that sometimes the value, there's more value in keeping them for one more season than getting a quarter of their valuation.
We did it last show, didn't we? With the amount of players that are on freeze in the summer.
It was about Chelsea's defence.
They got one of them signed up, didn't they? Thiago Silva signed up this week. But you look at Pogba. You know, United are willing to do that with Pogba. We've got Lacazette at Arsenal. There was others, wasn't it? Modric, was it Di Maria?
Mbappe being the Mbappe,
another one. For Paris Saint-Germain, 200 million wasn't worth letting Mbappe go in a pandemic last summer, you know, when they signed Messi. You know, so, I mean, and to be honest, they've probably been proven right because I don't think they can win the Champions League without Mbappe.
Yeah.
So, you're right. We've always had this idea that you've got to sell, you know, 18 months, a year left. You don't always have to. Liverpool showed that with Emre Can. They showed it with Wijnaldum. I'm sure they could have got 15, 20 million for Emre Can back in 2018, was it, or 2017. I'm sure they could have got a decent price, probably paid for Thiago with Wijnaldum last summer. The use is better. And maybe also by the time you let them go, you feel a bit better about letting them go because you think, do you know what? They might have just gone that way over the hill. You know, it's not letting them go with a year left and thought, oh, we could have got a good year out of him. It's actually, we got an all right year out of him. And now, thanks a lot.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Just to expand on the second part of the question, how do we begin to get the necessary placements to bed for Hendo, Bobby Milner? We had a chat about this on one of the shows, whether it ends up getting deleted because of games being cancelled. I don't know, but what you've got to do to improve this squad is to buy lads who are better than the established first team lads, or you buy young prospects and you blood them in that way, I guess.
Elliot's being an example.
But Henderson, Bobby Firmino and Milner. I mean, you can see already Firmino, you can see how Firmino would be phased out because Josh has been
I think you see Milner being phased out. Yes. I mean, as much as I know he's hot topic because of Sunday, and I thought some of the reaction to Milner was pretty poor, to be honest.
Yeah.
I saw he was poor off the bench at Leicester, and I saw this thing of why we're turning to a 36-year-old James Milner off the bench. I thought, well, did you not watch the game the week before at Leicester when he came on at half time and literally did help change the game, you know? But you've seen Milner be phased out. Milner's not a first choice player, you know, at any stage of the season, really, if everyone's available. He plays that game because I think they were anticipating a physical Chelsea, which they got.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were also anticipating a game that was in the balance with half an hour to go that you can bring on a Cater or an Oxlade-Chamberlain or a Curtis Jones and still go and win it, which was the case. They had chances to go and win it from there. The manager trusts him. The manager trusts him, whether it's for 60 minutes, 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it may be. It's difficult. I think there's another question about Milner further down, which we can cover now. Yeah.
So let's do Mohit K says, is this the last season for Milner? Chances for joining the coaching team?
I think it is the last season of him as a Liverpool player. And I think as well, like we said about Firmino, really, he should get the greatest ovation. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say he was the most popular signer when he signed. I wouldn't say he's always been the most popular player, but you look at what he's achieved at Liverpool
Look at Joe Cole as an example of a lad we picked up on a free transfer, English international, came great experience having won all kinds of stuff for his time at Chelsea, and but on paper probably a more exciting signing than James Milner, and how Joe Cole was the perfect summation of how Liverpool's transfer policy was a car crash, and Milner has come in and brought a level of perfect professionalism as well as tremendous ability on the pitch as well.
You're right, and you look back, he's played the season left back, whole season left back, slated for most of that season, wasn't his decision, didn't like it, done it, played it, following season he's playing the Champions League final in midfield. Following season,
having broken the
assist record, forgot about that. Following season, he's coming on at half. He's moving to left back at half time in a must win Barcelona 4-0 game and doing the job, keeping a clean sheet. Then he's coming on in the final and doing the best bit of time wasting I've ever seen in a Champions League final, taking an hour to take a corner, which they end up scoring from. You know, he's there all along this timeline of Liverpool's growth as a team, whether it's taking a big penalty, whether it's coming on and knocking someone up in the air, one with Neymar, I think, in Paris Saint-Germain at Anfield, just bang, Neymar. And I know it went wrong at the weekend, but I sort of feel a little bit like you can't cheer when he does it and then moan when he gets it wrong.
Something bad comes.
He came on someone, didn't he? He went and got a yellow card in a game to get suspended, you know, and everyone said, clever, what a clever, wily old pro, you know. So I think you just he's a thread running through it, and you know, not just him. There's others. Wijnaldum being one. Sadio Mane being one. Obviously Andy Robertson, Henderson, Lallana. They were. I don't think you can underestimate just how crucial they've been to Liverpool's growth as a team, because you don't go from, can we get top six this season? Do you think? What do you think? You know, might have a little run in the League Cup. To look, we won 28 games out of the first 29. The league's wrapped up by December. You know, and we're still wanting to win every single game. It comes down to people like James Milner and the standards they set. And to answer the question, I don't think he will carry on playing for Liverpool after this season, but I think he will carry on playing. So I don't think he'll join the coaching staff just now. He's got years left in him still.
Check out the full Jano Insight show this week with Neil Jones, streaming exclusively on Red Men Plus. Head to the redmentv.com, sign up, get that show. If you join as a club legend as well, you get to send questions in via our club legend Discord server. Get up to date with everything happening off the field. The insight from Neil Jones each and every week on Red Men Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.